Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much for listening on this Tuesday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106 if you'd like to weigh in on anything we are discussing this morning. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest, represents the folks up in Morgan County and around that area of Decatur, State Senator Arthur Orr on the line here. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be with you.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. I know you're very busy this morning out west. But, Senator, yesterday the Attorney General, Steve Marshall, put out some guidance on any requirements we might be expecting with the vaccine passport. Obviously, this was kind of your baby in the last session, banning these vaccine passports. But I guess first question is this. You know, people kind of maybe mocked you a little bit or criticized you a little bit for not, I mean, for thinking that this was going to be a thing. But sitting here today on July 27th, it looks to me like this was a valid concern.
No, I certainly agree with you. And the way you're seeing people who are, you know, making their personal decisions regarding the vaccine, and you know, there's some downsides to the vaccine, you know, particularly for those who have religious concerns, health concerns. You know, the VAERS reporting network shows we're from 6,000 to 12,000 deaths because of the vaccine, of people reporting that after getting it, it resulted in death to the recipient. So, I mean, there's some people concerned about it, but my point really is not so much about the vaccine. It's about letting people make that healthcare decision on their own and the civil liberties of Alabamians. And you're right. I was mocked and that I was just trying to see boogeymen out there that didn't exist. But, you know, it's troubling to see particularly elected officials, again, vilifying people who have serious issues with just receiving the vaccine. And we've never done this before in the middle of a pandemic requiring vaccinations. And so it's just something we need to move cautiously. And that's what I hope the bill was able to achieve in providing some level of cautionary defense for those that do have concerns about being vaccinated with this emergency use authorized vaccination.
Well, it also seems like maybe the timing of this, that there might be some school systems that were kind of flirting with the idea of doing something with the vaccinations or vaccines or, you know, and I guess whatever inspired this from the Attorney General yesterday, that there are forces about wanting to do more with vaccine requirements.
Well, particularly in higher ed, you find once the Ivies said, we're going to mandate vaccinations across the board for everybody, all the other schools want to follow suit, it seems, and just take the plunge, follow the herd, and do what the Ivy League, schools want to do. So it's just one of those things, again, we need to move cautiously. With this, get all the information out there, let people make sound medical decisions, and go from there rather than just across the board trample on people's rights over their own bodies as to what they put in them, and just allow some flexibility when it comes to that process.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, it's the same. It's not just government institutions, but it's businesses. The businesses aren't. They're prohibited from making some kind of passport or some kind of requirement as such, too, right?
Yes, you cannot discriminate, and that was, you know, part of the underpinnings of the bill was that you're concerned about a dual class society. Where those that are vaccinated, come on. Those that are not, you stay outside. And we've been there, done that certainly in the South in the Jim Crow days, and starting this two-tiered society that discriminates on a portion of the population based on their healthcare decisions. And again, you've got people who have sincere religious objections to stem cell lines used in the research of the vaccines. from aborted fetal tissue. You've got, of course, healthcare concerns. People can't tolerate it. You've got some real concerns with myocarditis in young men. There's a lot of smoke around. And again, let's just move cautiously ahead on this and not hit the panic button and throw the babies out with the bathwater.
It seems to me, though, I guess the Biden administration didn't meet their stated objective for that whatever their 4th of July threshold was. And ever since then, we got back from that holiday break, it just seems there's been, at least in the media, a sort of a panic that's trickled down to some policymakers, including Governor Ivey. And I don't know if you saw her remarks last week regarding, you know, the unvaccinated. But let me ask you this way. Is there anything more that the state of Alabama should be doing to try to get that vaccination rate higher?
You know, I think the governor and the public health officer have done a good job in doing all they can do. I don't think we need to get into incentives. You know, smoking kills. Well, are we going to start getting people to take smoking cessation classes or whatever and awarding them money, taxpayer dollars for that, or obesity? I mean, we just go down the list when it comes to their health care. Alcoholism, you know, give up the booze and we'll give you money. I mean, how far does that go when it comes to the incentives? And I just think it's important, again, that we keep our eye on the ball. But it's also, Jeff, very telling that when I read that even the Biden administration is not mandating vaccinations there in the White House. And I think that tells you wherever you go, you be at the White House or other businesses, et cetera, there is a strong contingency of people that are very hesitant to get this vaccination for whatever reasons. And we do not need to just cram it down their throat. Big government, you take, you know, we say you get the jab or, you know, your heads will roll. In my opinion, that's not the way we face public policy issues.
Do we need to be on guard, though? There's a lot of voices in the federal government and national voices that want to make not just a vaccine passport system, but make the vaccination mandatory. It seems far fetched to me right now, but who knows where these goalposts could be shifting?
Yeah. Well, where does it end? Where does it end? You know, does it end with this vaccine, or does it end with the net? I mean, once we kind of go down this road and, you know, the virus is very, very serious, and I'm not dismissing it at all. You know, it is a killer. But you've heard the statistics about the survivability rates, et cetera. And but where does it end? And again, as you mentioned, back in the session, this legislation that passed, and I'm very grateful for, the colleagues supporting it, Governor Ivey signing it, that's all well and good, but back then it seemed perhaps a bit far-fetched. But here we are, Jeff, where people are, you know, seriously contemplating mandating vaccinations and wanting to go down that road, be it for their business, be it for schools, et cetera, or even the government. And fortunately, this bill is in place, and I appreciate Attorney General Marshall stating the obvious and making very clear, look, folks, this is the law. And so we say all that, and where are we headed as a society? And again, third or fourth time, we just need to move very, very cautiously and not get carried away with governmental power, and we're just going to do it because we can do it. And that is not a good reason.
Well, let me ask you the question earlier another way about what more the state could do. Not that we need to incentivize it or anything, but logistically, do you think that it's available, that it's readily available? Is there any more that the state could do to offer that vaccine to make it more easily obtainable?
I think they can have roaming clinics and maybe show up at large employer workplaces, offer information to employees. You know, I'm thinking a plan outside in the parking lot. You know, look, guys, this is important. Here's the info. Here's a nurse or someone to discuss it with. The van's going to be out here with the, you know, the nurses for from 8 to 12, and basically bring it to the front doorstep. And if you, you know, you want a day off, if you have a, you know, feel a little lightheaded after getting the vaccine, you know, we'll give you the time off as your employer. Those kind of things, bring it, taking it to the people. Now, I'm certainly not advocating for the door ringers of the Biden administration going to people's homes and putting them on the spot and questioning them, but a more voluntary, informational, right there at their workplace or the shopping areas, et cetera, I think that can make a lot of sense. Go where people are. Don't ask them to come to you.
And I guess it does, you know, there seems to be a distrust out there. People are generally skeptical of government in Alabama. It maybe is government a little too out front on this. That, I mean, I know we're playing kind of head games here in psychology, but I, you know, when I hear from listeners and stuff that their red flag, their antenna goes up and says, oh, this is what the government's telling me to do. I don't think so. And that's this concerted effort maybe is it's having, at least at the margins, having some kind of negative impact.
I think you're right. I think the harder the government pushes something like this for a certain contingency, the more pushback there will be. And, you know, you talk about the vaccine. Well, Jeff, I think the data are in, particularly when you look at Israel and the UK, where you have just two countries where much more vaccinated than our country, particularly with Israel. And you see the cases just going skyrocketing. So I guess my takeaway, again, as a layperson, non-medical person, is, you know, people with the vaccine can certainly get disease. They can give the disease, give the virus. And I know the symptoms are much less, so they say, but there are breakthrough cases where, you know, it can be cause serious health issues. So all that to say, you know, for the vaccinated people, they do, according to what I read, have some semblance of protection. And the idea that they've got to go chase down unvaccinated people and stick a needle in them seems a bit, you know, a bit perplexing to me. Why we've got to go to such extent?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up on this. I know you're very busy this morning. There does seem to be a push, at least for the medical professionals, the medical community here in Alabama, UAB in particular. You got a couple of their scientists talking about the possibility of maybe we need to look at shutdowns again and look at masking. And I know the governor's rejected that, but there does seem to be, at least from some areas, a push to go back to maybe 2020 tactics.
You know, that's always in the toolkit, if need be. You know, there's a lot of back and forth studies on the effectiveness of masking and whether it works or not. If you don't have the N95 and you just have the cloth mask or whatever. So, I mean, I'd certainly like to see that data. But you mentioned UAB. Look, Jeff, I've had doctors, I've had people actually from UAB researchers, you know, concerned about the vaccine, concerned about certain things. So I say all that there is a real concern about out there of, you know, among people in the healthcare field. And you look at those people in Houston that got fired from the hospital, that they may be the minority, but there's such fear, people from speaking out, worried about their jobs, worried about their future. There's just a lot going on. And again, that's the reason I just believe it's so important that we move prudently, cautiously, slowly, and do all we can, but realizing that we do not need to run helter-skelter out there and start just trampling on civil liberties and rights of people in the name of health and safety.
Sir, you've been very kind with your time this morning. We do appreciate it, and let's talk again soon.
Hey, Jeff, always a pleasure. You have a good rest of the week.
You do the same. That was State Senator Arthur Orr on the line there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. It's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you.
I don't want you, but I need you.